This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you once again to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology, his clinic, cardiological clinic, down in Mount Dora, Florida. He's here with us every week to talk about things that are of interest and import to you based on his research, looking at all the journals, the medical journals, that are published not only here in our country but around the world. So we start with something that actually comes from Europe. According to what I see here, Ken, a focus on depression and anxiety. And as you're a cardiologist, the impact on your cardiological well-being, yes?
Exactly. More research, more publication about how to prevent heart disease, the number one killer in America, by combining the mind and the heart relationship. And this comes out of the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. That recovering from a heart attack can be tough, but this new research suggests that depression, anxiety, and stress can make it even tougher. Anxiety may lead to fear of another cardiac event and stop people from being active. Depression and anxiety can also impair the ability to retain new information needed to make health-related behavior changes after a heart attack. Patients with moderate depression, anxiety, or stress, they're much more likely to drop out of cardiac rehabilitation, which is so important to change and modify lifestyle after a heart attack. Heart attack survivors should receive support to quit smoking, get physically active once the doctor says it's okay, improve their eating habits, reduce stress, and control blood pressure and cholesterol.
So, let's, from the point of view of anxiety, depression, the 2 and 2 plus 4 or equals 4 department, I want to talk with you about something that's controversial. And I know that politically there's a very interesting reality when people talk about President Trump from other presidents. And I know you have strong feelings about President Trump and about the administration.
Where are we going?
I want to ask you about his mental health and whether there are people around him that say that he doesn't like what he's doing. That even though he wanted to be president, he maybe didn't really want to be president. And there are things that he has done that are erratic. And I think that all of the focus, the negative focus from the news media, is misplaced, misspent. There is, in my mind anyway, good reason to believe that the man is depressed and that he's got a mental condition that needs to be observed, that needs to be, placated isn't the right word for it, but I know I'm probably very unusually unique in my putting it this way, but I think I don't think he's getting the proper consideration from people who don't like him. I think the news media has attacked him in general, and I don't think they're looking at the bigger picture. And I guess I'm wondering, you started off with this depression and anxiety thing, if it could impact a guy like this and have it make him erratic. Because let's face it, some of the stuff he does, like pulling out of Syria, is pretty erratic and doesn't seem to fit well in the experience quotient that other people have had in the office. So I wonder, just from a clinical point of view, whether you think that depression, whether he is in danger of maybe having a heart attack or a stroke or something like that because he is as angry as he seems to be. Well, that's my observation. I'm asking the question. You can answer it or not with what your thoughts may or may not be.
I don't think it's accurate to be able to psychoanalyze anybody from afar. And I think the problem is all the information you're getting and I'm getting is second, third, and fourth hand. And to make assessments that you're asking me to make and do them accurately, I know, I've been a doctor for almost 40 years.
Yep.
And I know how inaccurate assessments are that you're asking me to make without actually having the individual in the room one-on-one, face-to-face, because, the information you and I are getting is not accurate. And so it's all speculative what you're asking, and I don't think it's really, frankly, accurate to do it, because, they had a blow-up yesterday, and I heard from you listen to people from other sides and other networks of what happened, and the explanations are so incredibly different.
Yeah.
I heard a congressman interviewed yesterday when they had this blow-up who was at the meeting, and then you hear other people who were at the meeting describe what happened, and so your assessment would be so different. So I don't think we know the facts of what's going on to judge and to do that accurately. So I would like to not do it because
I'm just wondering what you thought. You're certainly welcome to. I'm making my own clinical decision, my own analysis from afar. You're right.
I think it's going to be inaccurate because I think you're not getting accurate information. I don't think anyone's covering this with the accurate information, and you don't really know what's going on. So I think any conclusion you make is inaccurate.
I think that's true. I think it is true that we're not getting a fair shake.
We don't really know what's going on in Syria yet.
I'm not even basing it on that. I'm basing it on some of the tone and the presence and what I know about mental health.
You're hearing it filtered through people who are not objective.
Well, that's not in every case.
I heard his kids interviewed yesterday, and you get an incredibly different opinion when you talk to his children.
Your daughter's not going to say anything negative about you necessarily. She'd be smart. Even if she had concerns, she'd be smart enough not to say what she may really be thinking, and that might be the case. But I don't mean to make a big deal out of it. I just think I'm feeling sympathetic to him in a way that's different from most. It's not political. It has to do with what I've seen in my own life with regard to mental health. I've seen people in my life, in my family, who had acted and have, well, they aren't around any longer, but acted in that same manner. I find it to be, two and two still makes four. With me.
I think the guy deserves
a different kind of consideration.
You have to understand the personality. He's kind of from a generation of New York City who are very, very sarcastic people on a usual day. And when people who are not familiar with severely sarcastic New Yorkers, and I mean that in utter politeness, because my father was probably one of them.
Uh-huh.
And they, if you don't understand that personality, you might think that they're being crazy when they're not, but that's their normal interactive personalities. So that's why I think it's very hard for a lot of people to understand the man, because they don't understand him, how he's been his whole life, and how his ilk has been. So I'm not defending him. I'm not criticizing him. I'm really genuinely saying that you really can't do it without you can't really give the kind of assessment accurately. And anyone who thinks they can is making a big mistake. Because you have to be able to do this one-on-one, and you have to understand the baseline personality, which is unique and not necessarily mentally ill, but just specific to that environment, and they're very, very sarcastic on a normal day. And that's where a lot of people misunderstand this personality. And I kind of grew up with it because my father came from that New York City very sarcastic environment where they're just normally like that.
Yeah, I think that's worth consideration as well. Yeah. But it's a good conversation to have in terms of, and I thought about it first as you were talking about, depression and anxiety. All right, so there we go. That's Dr. Ken on something you don't hear him talking about very much. Here's something we do talk about a lot, being healthy, having good limits. I think Ken and I were talking the last time we visited about body mass index and how you can figure out what yours is. And if you're heavier than what the allowance is in that formula, then you probably ought to get on a weight loss program. And there's so many of them around. But the program that comes from Calitrin is the best in my personal experience. I've seen it. I've gone through it myself. The science of losing weight is very, very easy to understand. You eat the wrong things, you gain weight. You don't get exercise, you gain weight. If you want to lose the weight and keep it off, I think that's the key here is a lot of people go into programs, okay, I'm going to lose all this weight, and you do. You're successful in losing the weight, then it comes back again. So you go through that cycle. It's a whirlwind. You go back and forth and up and down, not healthy. Calitrin, on the other hand, has been the healthiest way for people to lose weight and keep it off that probably has ever been presented in America. They came up with this formula 20-some-odd years ago. It's an all-natural formula, drug-free formula, stimulant-free formula. The essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has been proven to promote healthy lean muscle mass and weight loss. So let's go to Calitrin.com and order yours. Get on the program and stay with it for 4 or 5 months. Calotrin, Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for a special success story quotient, if you will. Free shipping as well. Calitrin.com, code DJV. Lose the weight, keep it off.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken's Lake Cardiology, a clinic in Madura, Florida, is something that is visited by people from all around the country. A lot of people, obviously, from Florida go visit with him, the Southeast also, but folks from around the country who listen to him on the radio and who like his attitude and understand his knowledge would like to go for a consultation because they know they're not going to get short shrift. It's worth the trip, no matter how far away you are. I do my visit with Ken every year. Call him at 352-735-1400 if you'd like to have that approach to your medical overview. Lake Cardiology, Madura, Florida, 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You know, I'm going to, as long as we've stepped out of bounds, I'm going to go one step further in the political arena, but this is not about personalities. Or I don't think it is. I think that all of these proposals of how to fund Medicare, you're hearing a lot of the Democrats talk about what happened. I think Elizabeth Warren was asked repeatedly to talk about how she would fund Medicare for all. How would that work if that were to happen? How would a doctor like you proceed and work in that circumstance, that system?
Well, it would depend. You know, it's all in the details.
Yep.
Because, again, you know, I think she's been asked for details, and
well, so have others. Yeah, the same.
And that's where it's all. So it's hard to know how to comment on these statements because you don't know the details. I mean, one of the general concerns that physicians have is you know, who's going to be making the decisions about what's appropriate care? Uh-huh. And you know, is that going to be one central body deciding for everybody what is going to be covered, and how are those decisions going to be made? So I don't know how we can respond. And that's, I think, what the fear is, that there's no competition. Competition creates quality because, you know, you don't have a single king making the decisions and you're hoping and praying for a benevolent king. When you have competition, then you compete on quality. And so again, it's hard to know. What you want is coverage. You want affordable coverage, but you also want quality care. And whether that's possible, it's going to cost a lot of money. And will it take away from those who have Medicare right now? Because in a lot of ways, Medicare runs pretty well right now. But when you, but if you make it as large as some of the proposals, will it take away from what people have right now? You know, that's where the questions are. Is there, you know, is there enough money to cover it? And, you know, we don't have answers. And how is it going to be administered? And how are you going to absorb so many more people? So, and what's going to happen to people who like their coverage and have good policies now? My own opinion is things get better and are done well when people have choice and you look for value and you have options to compete and people get better. So, but I realize that we need to make sure we're covering everybody and everybody needs to have good quality care. What the answer is, I don't know. Stay tuned. Maybe we'll hear some more answers. But I think that you're going to have to hear more details than just these large goals, because implementing large goals in healthcare, anyone who's been down this road the last several decades knows how challenging it can be.
Joint news, talking about joints in your body as we continue here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, women entrepreneurs are poised to end 2019 on a high note, with 84% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth. Future revenue projections and expansion plans have reached four-year highs and are stronger among women business owners than their male counterparts. Bank of America executive Sharon Miller shares her perspectives on the research.
Women business owners see a bright future for their businesses, anticipating revenue growth and expansion opportunities in the year ahead. However, there is still work to be done, as many say work-life balance, access to capital, and pay equality remain issues. They identified having more women in powerful positions of influence as a factor that could help pave the way for the next generation of women entrepreneurs. At Bank of America, we intend to do our part by providing the opportunities and resources women need to help launch and grow their businesses.
For more information about the Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, visit bankofamerica.com.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The White House acknowledged that President Donald Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine was linked to his demand that Kiev investigate Democratic National Committee and the 2016 presidential campaign. This admission came from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and it raised questions at the Justice Department. Mulvaney said Trump did nothing improper because he was asking for help, and he was withholding money at the time because he was worried about Ukrainian corruption.
This is a corrupt place. Everybody knows it's a corrupt place. Put this in context. This is on the heels of what happened in Puerto Rico, when we took a lot of heat for not wanting to give a bunch of aid to Puerto Rico because we thought that place was corrupt. And turns out we were right. So put that as your context. It's like, look, this is a corrupt place. I don't want to send them a bunch of money and have them waste it, have them spend it, have them use it to line their own pockets.
Democrats are probing whether Trump sought Ukraine's help with investigating corruption allegations about Democratic rival Joe Biden and other allegations from a government whistleblower. This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made for. from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Answers to medical questions, stories about what's in the various networks, the stories that come from the journals of medicine, all of them examined, and a lot of questions and help for you, hopefully. That's what this is all about. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We have a podcast that's presented every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where the podcast is. There's an hour that's, well, it's actually down to, what, Kara, 30, 35 minutes of information. The current Dr. Ken podcast, most recent one, posted there, discussion of a new way of treating severe depression. Here we are, back again talking about that. Deep brain stimulation is what we focused on in part. Facts now break up, back up claims that eating healthier can make you happier. That's a good thing, I hope. Let's see, what else do we have in this podcast? A warning for men wanting to have children. The fact that you ought to refrain from drinking for 6 months before conception. That's something I bet you haven't heard much about. Get that detail at the podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Also in this current podcast, the numbers are rising on all five types of sexually transmitted diseases. STDs are on the rise. We discussed that. And a study that shows that having a dog is a great idea if you've had a heart attack. Dr. Ken explains how to calculate your BMI. We did that. And we're full of tips and helpful information. Maintain your good health. Listen to us podcast. If you can't hear the whole show, gooddayhealthshow.com. Meanwhile, back to the list here. We've had a couple of side chats here about a couple of different things that I think we're all aware of and concerned about. Back to you as a cardiologist and your specialty, drops in income. If you lose a job or you get a pay cut or something, that seems to affect your heart as well, Ken, according to this study.
Yes, new research reported this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the cardiology edition, Doug. Money, it may not buy happiness, but a bigger paycheck is good for your heart. And this new research suggests the reverse is also true. When income drops, your risk for heart attack, stroke, and heart failure actually go up. There are many potential reasons an income loss will affect the heart. An unanticipated drop in income, Doug, may affect changes in health behaviors, such as eating more calorically dense foods, or increasing alcohol or cigarette use. Loss of health insurance could make it harder to get good medical care, and lower income may increase stress or depression, which are both associated with heart disease. Stress brought about by declining income is likely driving the income-heart connection, Doug.
All right. So what is, as a cardiologist, what's the practical application of this? What do you, when you talk to your patients, it isn't just about what's going on. I know you. I know you get into the lives of the people that are your patients. So how often do you find that people who may be affected, their heart health is affected, comes from a change in their financial well-being, their financial structure?
Oh, if I can just broaden the scope, this is one of the areas in one's life that can cause huge amounts of mental stress.
Yep.
And
so
back to
depression and anxiety, sort of those two stories go together.
Yeah, that's correct. It's about the heart and brain connection, that you can't have a healthy heart without having a healthy brain. And stress in general is an area that I take one's temperature when I see them, because I know everything I do to help their heart will be offset if the mental aspect is not in good shape also. So I want to make sure that people are working on their stress levels to get the steam out of their ear and have a plan for mental stress reduction, so it doesn't offset everything I'm trying to do good about the heart.
Yeah. All right. But the mind, you know, that spirit-mind-body connection, very important to acknowledge and to understand.
Absolutely.
All right, next, I made a suggestion a few minutes ago that we would study, or I was asking, I guess, and telling at the same time people, asking folks to listen, because you have some information on what may increase your risk of having a hip fracture. What might that be?
Well,
get what I'm doing there? What might that be?
This is about how people take supplements. And yes, many of us do need supplements, but there's this general feeling that if a little is good, a lot will be a lot better. And this is a report, a big study out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open out this week. Either too much or too little of a nutrient actually may be harmful. And the news this week is that women with a high intake of vitamin B6 and B12 have almost a 50% increased risk of hip fracture compared with women with a low intake of both vitamins. Exactly how vitamin B6 and B12 might increase fracture risk is not known, Doug. It might be associated with some of the other side effects ingesting high levels of vitamin B6 can cause. For example, high doses of B6, it produces neurological symptoms such as ataxia. Ataxia is something which affects coordination. It can also, taking too much B6, decrease muscle tone. These symptoms make falls more likely and therefore increase the risk of hip fractures. Also, high levels of vitamin B6 may accelerate bone loss by counteracting the benefits of estrogen. And the role of B12 in all this relationship is just unknown. The key is that most of us can get most of our B6 and B12 from eating a very healthy diet and then taking a multivitamin. They all have B6 and B12 in them. Where this becomes an issue is where some people who don't actually need it, based on levels, the doctor takes your levels and your B vitamin levels are fine, but you're still taking these amazing, whopping, isolated B6, B12 supplements, and you're getting huge amounts way beyond what is required. Those are the people that were studied here, and they are the people who have the increased risk of hip fracture.
So you said women. You did not say men. Why would it be different for men and women?
Well, we need a study. This study was done just in women.
And what would you guess, though? What would you
expect? My guess is that it's going to be similar. But again, you know, the women have hormonal issues at this state in life. Yes, the hormones are going to be very different. But so it's hard to draw conclusions to men, because again, a lot of this is hormonally related, which obviously will be different in a woman. But my gut, and you have to do a study before you have conclusions, is that it's going to be the same thing. I have seen over the years that you have to thread the needle with supplements, that you need to make sure you have adequate amounts, and in some places where you get the right amount, but a little is good. Too much cannot be a lot better. It often causes problems. You have to take the right dose.
For I'm a supplement taker, as you know, and I'm very, very careful about B6 vitamins or B vitamins in general, because I've heard a lot of this stuff. You need enough, and often, I think you've told me, both B and D. D I seem not to have enough of, and most Americans don't seem to have enough D. How do you know? You know, we have vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin G. You name it, we got vitamins, and many vitamins as there are letters in the alphabet. So how do you know what to take and how much is too much and how much is not enough? Like, again, every year when we look at my blood work, you say, I don't have enough vitamin D, and that's what sort of makes calcium work in your system. And you don't know why, because I take supplements and I'm in the sun, heavens, 8-10 hours a day in the summertime.
But you are in a northern part of the country, and you know the sun is not as direct, so 10 hours in Massachusetts is not like 10 hours in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And so the level, the intensity of the sunlight is different, obviously, how north or south you are of the equator. And so that has to be adjusted personally. But that's where measuring levels of these vitamins is very helpful. You can get a B12 level. You can get a vitamin
D level.
Some
people get B12 shots, don't they? And they're low on...
But again, shots. That's what this is pointing out, is that if you need it, you should get it. But it should be based on levels and not do it excessively if your body really is not deficient.
Mm-hmm. All right. That seems clear enough. Coming up, steroid shots and what they may or may not do for you here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with a word from the folks at MyPillow. All kinds of saving opportunities. They continue. These people are very clever. The guy that runs MyPillow, Mike Lindell, and his staff, very clever. They've created a product that is very much in demand, very much needed, and very good. So if you want to get on the MyPillow bandwagon and find out what everybody is talking about, how you cannot escape getting a good night's sleep with all these things that support you, the pillows, the sheets, the mattress covers, the mattresses themselves, all fabulously created right here in America, in the plant in Minnesota. And so to thank the people that listen to this program who have bought a lot of stuff at MyPillow.com, you can get great savings, 50, 55, 60, 65% on certain things. The BOGO offer for MyPillow specifically, buy one MyPillow, any of the MyPillows at MyPillow.com, and you get another one free. That's the BOGO offer. It's a great deal at a time when you're going into the winter time. You'll sleep more in the winter. You need to get better rest. So let's make sure it is better. Buy one, get one free offer. The BOGO at MyPillow.com. Make sure, again, you enter the promo code DJV for everything you want to buy so you get the great deal from the radio program, the DJV.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro, 64GB, $12.50 a month. Both after $29.17 a month. Credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease. Apply within 2 bills. Requires new line of service. If cancel early, remaining amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30-day activation, fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Dr. Ken here with the continuation of our study of the work that he does on these overviews, the journals. Here's an idea, I guess, put forth by somebody who did some studying of what happens when you get a lot of joint pain and people who get steroid shots. Are these like what's the other stuff that you get, it begins with a C? Shot into your
corticosteroids.
Right. Exactly.
This is the same thing.
The same stuff. Okay. All right. So what happens according to this study?
Okay. So this is reported this week in the medical journal Radiology. Doug, corticosteroid shots are often used to ease arthritis pain. We know, but this new study suggests they may be riskier than previously thought. Among patients who have the treatment, 8% have complications. Most often, it's a worsening in cartilage breakdown in the joint, but a small number of patients suffer bone loss or stress fractures. Traditionally, doctors have told patients that steroid injections may not help their arthritis pain, but are unlikely to do any harm. So I think this needs to be taken into consideration. I'm not saying you shouldn't have these injections, but you just need to know the potential downside. And, you know, in medicine, it's usually there's no perfect answer, and you have to make a decision. What's the risk of doing this versus the risk of not doing it?
Yep. And so your advice would be to?
On an individual basis, make the right decision, but realize that there is some concern when doing it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Makes good sense, as do most of Ken's overviews of this thing. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
For Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. What do you have on your mind? Send it along to me, Twitter, at Doug Steffen, if you want to ask Dr. Ken a question. Somebody wanted to know about asking your age. When you ask somebody how old they are, does it tell you anything about their health and well-being? What's your experience? Do you ask your patients how old they are? Well, you know, I suppose you look at the file, tells you what their CV is in terms of their health and well-being. So is it ever a discussion, though? Does age become a factor in discussing one's health and well-being?
Yeah, I'll let you know, all doctors want to know the age of their patients, and it's something we regularly update on your chart. And you know, but you have to put this in perspective. There's chronological age and there's physiological age. And chronological is just looking at the calendar, and then physiological is how you have aged. And we know that there are some people at age 60 that look 90 and some people at age 60 that look 40. So that's where you have to assess this appropriately. But knowing one's age is important because there are issues at each age medically that you have to integrate into their assessment and plan. So age is very important. But again, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're absolutely going to be one way or the other. It's a very individual item.
Part B of that question goes back to the core here. Do you believe that the adage, you're only as old as you feel, has merit?
Oh, absolutely. I think this whole idea about physiological age is greatly important, and one can age gracefully without a doubt. You live a healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise, stress reduction, watching alcohol, not smoking, getting enough sleep, and you're going to age gracefully without a doubt, much better than if you had not done all those things. So how you live has a great impact on how you age.
Here's a lady who has been told early detection of breast cancer. She heard you talking about supplements a little bit ago. What are there, if any, supplements that ought to be given to women? Or maybe better question here, I'm going to interpret this a little bit. What's the best way, once a woman learns that she has breast cancer and it's early enough to be able to really do something about it, should they change their diet? You know, I remember when my wife got breast cancer, she went on to a one of those, that was very specific. And then she took a lot of supplements that were supposed to do something about estrogen. So I'm wondering what you have for advice for women who show signs of early breast cancer.
Well, the supplements that are usually talked about are actually trying to lower the risk of breast cancer. And there is some soft evidence that things like ground flaxseed is helpful. This is a way to enhance your omega-3s in the diet. Garlic, ginger, green tea, selenium, vitamin D have all been suggested as being important. But again, eating a really healthy diet is just so important.
What does it mean, soft evidence? What does that mean?
What does it mean, soft evidence?
You use the term soft evidence there. What does that mean?
Well, you know, you talk about science and how it is unpredictable. You know, the quality of the science is, you don't have the ideal high-quality science that you would like to have. But it's getting there, and some of these studies are getting better and better. But I think the supplements that I've suggested are the ones where the science is the most advanced. And as more studies and better studies are done, you know, there might be some different conclusions.
All right. I have a lot of problems with leg cramps. Is magnesium the answer? And if it isn't, what is?
Well, leg cramps are usually due to inadequate hydration. What happens is people stop drinking fluids because they don't want to wake up in the middle of the night. And you have to thread the needle between not going to bed too dehydrated so you don't go to the bathroom, but drinking enough so you don't wake up with leg cramps. And that's so often when these things occur. In general, make sure the potassium levels are good. A low potassium can predispose to leg cramps. Magnesium may also play a role.
So is potassium more important than magnesium?
Potassium is probably the most critical. But making sure your electrolytes in general are okay. Magnesium, potassium, calcium. Potassium is probably most important. And sodium. And all these things are checked on your annual blood work.
Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.